And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Mystery on Belmont Street, was written by Joseph Mindell.
Well, what is it, boy? Speak up.
I told you. I want to find Elijah.
Elijah?
He's been gone all day.
Well, now, we're pretty busy around here. We only look for lost dogs in our spare time.
But, Sergeant, this
is... I'll tell you what to do. Just 28th Precinct, Sergeant Coleman. Son, you go to the SPCA. They'll find him for you, huh? Now, look, well, don't get excited, lady. Yes, ma'am, sure, I'm listening.
Oh, huh? But, Sergeant, this
all
is
right,
very...
All right, beat it, kid. Can't you see I'm busy? Yes, I hear you, lady. Yeah? Yeah. What? What do you mean, a shaggy dog? What is it? Oh, a beard.
That's him.
I see, lady. What has he done, this guy with the beard?
Don't listen to her.
All right. All right, lady. Yeah, well, give me that number again, huh? Mm-hmm. That's Belmont Street. Okay, we look into it.
Don't believe what they say about Elijah.
Oh, are you still here?
He wouldn't do anything bad.
Sure, right. Now, he didn't bite anybody, did he?
Sergeant, you gotta find him.
Now, look, I told you what to do, son. You go
all
to
right,
the SPCA...
All right, you won't help me, I'll find him myself.
Hey, come back here, boy. Come here, kid. 28th Precinct, Sergeant Coleman. Yeah. Yeah. Elijah. Now, wait a minute, mister. Wait a minute. Are you talking about a man with a beard on Belmont Street? Never mind how I know. I'll take care of it. Conroy. Conroy, take the desk. I'm going down to Belmont Street. All right, quiet, everybody. Quiet.
Let the sergeant talk.
Oh, thanks, mister. Who are you?
Me? I'm Noah Wolf, the butcher down the street. Now, about the light.
You're the one who called the precinct?
That's right. You see, he didn't come last night to the boarding house here, Mrs. Meyer's boarding house.
That's me.
You called the first time, Mrs. Meyer, huh?
I was worried, Sergeant. He lived here a month and a...
5 weeks, Sergeant.
And it never happened before.
All right. So what?
Sergeant, Elijah didn't even come home to sleep.
So he stayed out all night. Why all the excitement?
There's more. Tell him, Mrs. Meyer.
Well, I found an envelope on my table full of money. A lot of money.
Show it to him, Mrs. Meyer. I want you to notice something, Sergeant.
Are you trying to teach me my business?
Who, me?
Okay, then.
All the same, if you take a look at the money, you'll see the bills on the old ones. You know, gold standard?
Yeah, that's right.
It's against the law to own or pass this kind of money, isn't it, Sergeant?
Yes, it is. I guess I'll have to turn this in, Mrs. Meyer.
Besides, where would a man like Elijah get so much cash?
Are you saying he stole it?
I'm not making any accusations, you understand. Of course. He has a beard.
No, Sergeant, don't pay any attention to Wolf. He's suspicious of anybody who isn't exactly like him.
Is that so, Abe? Maybe you didn't have some ideas yourself about Elijah, I mean.
No, I didn't.
I quote your own words, Abe. It's a strange thing you said how Elijah never goes anyplace, just hangs around Belmont Street day and night.
For your information, Noah, not everybody has to work for a living, at least not all the time.
Don't give me any lessons. Just ask anybody here about Elijah.
Elijah, no, Elijah.
All right. Now look, all I want is some facts. Now, this Elijah, where did he come from? What did he do for a living? Well?
Nobody knows, Sergeant.
Who saw him when he first came to Belmont Street?
I guess that was Zeke.
My son Ezekiel. Where is he gone?
All right, now, please, Mrs. Meyer, please. I want to hear this, huh?
Oh, he should be home
please,
by now.
Please, one thing at a time. Let's have it, mister.
I was standing out in front of my store that day. Zeke was running down the street. Maybe the other kids were chasing him. I don't know. But he ran right into Elijah just as he turned the corner and came down Belmont.
Oh, sorry, mister. I didn't mean to...
Your mouth is open, boy.
What do you want to have such a long beard for?
Do you really want to know?
I asked you, didn't I?
Well, then I'll tell you. It's because... how can I not have a beard? You see?
Well...
Never mind. You tell me something. I saw how you were running. What's wrong with your foot, boy? Would you mind my asking?
Nah, I guess not. Well, you're practically the only person that ever asked me straight out. It's a club foot. I was born that way.
It can be made better.
Sure. I know about the operation.
Maybe someday it can be done.
Yeah. I gotta get going. They're after me.
Who?
The fellas.
But why?
I don't know. They just are. They always are. I hope I didn't hurt you running into you like that.
You didn't hurt me.
Hey, mister, you live on Belmont Street?
Not yet, boy. Not yet.
Well... What do you see, mister?
I was reading the sign on your store window. Abe, the fix-it man.
That's me. Something bothering you?
From the things in your window, I can't decide what it is that you fix.
Umbrellas, vacuum cleaners, baby carriages, can openers, anything as long as it's broken. I'm very mechanically inclined.
It's a useful talent.
I make a living. State of the world being what it is.
And, what is the state of the world, if I may ask?
Cracked in 1,000 places and breaking up.
I see, I see. Tell me, Abe, my friend, what are you doing to hold it together? Well, you have nothing to say?
It's my policy not to get involved in theoretical discussion.
Well, maybe you'll answer a practical question. Where can I find Mrs. Meyer's boarding house?
How do you know about Mrs. Meyer and her boarding house? You're not from the neighborhood.
No, I was sent.
Who? Who sent you? Ah, I know. It was that Julius. Julius, what's his name? Trying to make an impression on a handsome widow. He sent you, didn't he? A short man with red hair?
If you'll just tell me which house it is...
I'll take you there myself. I also live at Mrs. Meyer's boarding house.
I hope you like it here.
I think I will, Mrs. Meyer.
Your room is on the second floor. Noah, maybe you would be good enough to help Carol.
Of course.
Don't trouble yourself. I have only this.
Only a knapsack? Your bags must be at the station, or maybe you had them sent.
No.
No luggage? You came as you are?
Just as I am.
Noah. You shouldn't ask so many questions.
Mrs. Meyer, I tell you this as a friend and a businessman. You should have a week's rent in advance.
Oh, no.
Of course, Mrs. Meyer. I insist.
If you're sure you can spare it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Breakfast is at 7 o'clock.
Yes, 7. Unless you have to get up early.
Please, Noah.
7 o'clock will suit me.
Mrs. Meyer is very considerate. Whatever time you have to go to work...
Well, nothing special on my account, please.
Just what is your work?
Well, at the moment, my time is more or less my own.
Aha, you see? He's out of work.
Mrs. Meyer, How would it be if I paid the rent for a month in advance?
Oh, you're on your vacation?
Not exactly. More like a visit.
Well, if you say so. Only why should anyone come to Belmont Street for a visit? I never heard of anyone coming to Belmont Street just for a visit.
Did he ever tell you why, Mrs. Meyer? Mrs. Meyer, did he ever tell you why he came here to your boarding house?
Ezekiel is a good boy, Sergeant. He should have been here home by this time.
You don't have to worry, Mrs. Meyer. He'll come home when he's through playing.
Did you see him today, Abe, through your store window?
No, but I was very busy today.
Noah, did you?
Kids, who sees kids?
Just a minute, where are you going?
I have Luke for my boy.
All right, sit down, please, Mrs. Meyer. I think maybe I saw your son today.
You know where he is?
No, but I think when we find Elijah, we'll find your son, too.
Is he? I mean, did they bring him in here?
This is the emergency ward. Lots of people are brought in every day.
Now, he's a big man with a long beard down in there.
You don't say.
Oh, I'm not fooling.
Mm-hmm. A man with a beard down to there.
Is he here?
No, he's not here.
He didn't even look in one of those cards.
What makes you think he's in a hospital?
Well, because he... I looked all over.
There are lots of places he could go.
He's my friend. He wouldn't go away without saying anything. Mister, are you sure he's not here?
Look, it's getting late, Sonny. You better go home.
I can't. I have to find Elijah.
Aren't you going to go out and look for the man, Sergeant?
Oh, be reasonable. Where would I go?
Are you asking me to teach you your business?
Well, he's lived here a month or more. Now, what places did he go to? What did he do?
That I can tell you. He would sit in the sun with the women and the baby carriages and talk.
Sergeant, I used to see him walking down to the docks with Zeke.
Talk all the time. That was him. In and out of the stores on Belmont Street, talking.
About what?
About things that were none of his business. Like the day in my butcher shop, when I just told Mrs. Gordon no more credit, and I turned around and there he was, with a funny kind of expression on his face.
You are a hard man, Noah. I didn't see you come in, Elijah.
Mrs. Gordon wants only half a pound of meat.
I know, but on Belmont Street we have a custom. If you want something, you have to be able to pay for it.
Belmont Street is not unlike the rest of the world, Noah. She'll pay you when her husband finds work.
Not that it's any of your affair, Elijah, but she already owes me for 6 weeks. How long do you think I can stay in business by giving credit indefinitely?
I don't know.
I know. It's my business.
I keep thinking that her children are hungry.
You suppose that gives me pleasure? Elijah, you always have a few dollars in your pocket, even though you don't work.
I manage.
Then if your heart is so tender, you could settle her bill.
Of course. How much is it? How much, Noah?
Keep your money, Elijah. I'll take care of my own business. Mrs. Gordon, come back a minute, Mrs. Gordon. What was it you wanted, Mrs. Gordon? Half a pound of shoulder chuck?
Elijah, I want to ask you a question.
Of course, Abe.
You can blind Noah's eyes by making him angry.
Well, that was not my intention.
And you can fool Mrs. Meyer with talk about a vacation, a visit.
I didn't say that.
Now, people have remarkable difficulty in knowing what you say.
Yes, I have noticed. And yet it seems to me that I speak plainly.
Elijah, why did you come to Belmont Street?
Surely you have guessed.
How? How could I guess? You're looking for somebody. For something?
You might put it that way.
It's not a question of how I put it. Why did you come here?
If I tell you plainly, you will say you do not understand. Or else, you will not believe me.
How do you know until you try?
Oh, yes, yes. Abe, so much evil is done in the world. I came to see how things are on Belmont Street.
You could simply have refused to answer me.
You see, you don't believe me.
Oh, in heaven's name, Elijah, you're not a fool. What do you expect to find on Belmont Street? Elijah, it no longer makes sense to talk about good and evil, about virtue and righteousness. You have to take the world as it is.
You are trying to be cynical.
Oh, believe me, Elijah, I don't have to try very hard. But I have no illusions about the world or myself. I don't expect something for nothing. I work for my living, and I'm not complaining.
I've noticed that, too. It's one of your virtues.
Oh, what's the use? Will you tell me something, Elijah? If you find what you're looking for here on Belmont Street, what then?
Then I'd like to see a good rewarded. Wouldn't you? It would make my visit here seem very worthwhile.
Well, I guess it's about time I went into action. I'll send out a pickup for Elijah and the boy, too, Mrs. Meyer. Radio cars will keep an eye out for them.
And the money, Sergeant?
Well, I'm turning it in, of course.
Mrs. Meyer, make him give you a receipt. You put it in an envelope, Sergeant, and seal it.
What for?
Then we all initial it. And it will be Exhibit A when Elijah comes to trial.
Oh, what are you talking about, Noah? Trial for what?
How should I know, Abe? Am I a lawyer? Well, Sergeant?
All right. I'll make out a receipt for the money, Mrs. Meyer.
Count it, Wade.
Oh, now look here, mister.
Wolf is the name.
This money is like Confederate bills. You can't spend it. Now, if you think that
nothing
I'm...
Nothing personal, Sergeant. Just count it.
You... 20, 40... 60, 80, 100. Mrs. Meyer, why would a man you hardly know leave all this money for you? 20.
I've 40, been trying to think 60, why, Sergeant.
80,
I don't know. I don't 20, understand.
40, 60, 80, 81, 82. Maybe he doesn't know the money's no good, but still he leaves you $282, and then he... What are you all looking at? What did I say?
How much money, Sergeant?
Yeah, so this is kind of funny. Why not 250 or 300? Why exactly $282? Maybe you know why. You do. You all know. Come on, out with it. Just a minute, you. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to find Elijah.
That is a job for the police.
Fine. The police can use their methods. I'll look for him my way.
I've been waiting for you.
Well, all of a sudden it came to me. To be down here by the docks. I ran all the way.
Oh, you didn't have to run.
I was worried. You didn't come home all night.
I have much to do, boy. And little time.
I thought maybe you were never coming back. Elijah, I don't want you to go away. You're my friend.
Well, now that's a very nice thing to say to someone, Ezekiel. Sit down here.
Okay.
Ezekiel, we'll find other friends.
Don't you think I've tried? Fellows make fun of me on account of my foot. Sometimes they chase me. You know I can't get away from them.
Maybe you can have that operation?
Where would my mother get $282?
You know the amount exactly?
Well, sure I know. I've been thinking about it ever since I was old enough. $200 for the doctor... 80 for the hospital.
Uh-huh. And the rest?
Well, I was only wishing anyhow. I thought a little bit more wouldn't be too much. $2 for a real book. Not a library book. I mean, for when I was in the hospital. Oh, what's the use? It's only wishing anyhow.
It's important to wish for what you want, Ezekiel.
Yeah, only sometimes you get mixed up. I used to think that the operation on my foot was the most important thing in the world. If only I was normal like everybody else, everybody would be all right. You know what I mean, Elijah?
Yes, I know what you mean.
But if I was wishing now, you know what I'd wish for?
Maybe $282 is a good place to begin.
I'd wish for a friend. You're thinking I'm just a dumb kid.
No, Ezekiel. I'm thinking how glad I am that I came to Belmont Street.
What are you doing here, Noah? Why did you follow me?
It's a public place. I don't want to argue with you, Abe. Elijah used to come here to the docks with the boy, didn't he?
What if he did?
Oh, with two of us looking, there's a better chance of finding him.
I think it would be better if I found him without you.
All right, be stubborn, you tinkerer. I'll look by myself.
Wait a minute, Noah.
What do you want?
I didn't know you were such a friend of Elijah's.
Elijah's a fool. A man works hard, saves a little money. Then he finds a boy on Belmont Street and gives it all away. And gets himself into trouble. He's a fool.
Then turn around and go home. I don't understand why this should be your concern.
Who says you have to understand? I tell you plainly, it's none of your business if I also want to make a fool of myself.
God, we found you.
Elijah, the police are looking for you.
Police?
You're frightening the boy, Noah.
Oh, you have to hide, Elijah.
He's right. If you stay out of sight for a few days...
Now,
then...
what have I done that the police should be looking for me?
The money. Those gold certificates. They're not legal anymore.
So that's it. Well, a foolish mistake.
Never mind that. Now that this is what I have in mind. Elijah, you're not listening.
Don't you see, Noah? He doesn't want to hide.
It's all right. We'll persuade him.
No. Because how can he hold the world together if he hides?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He came looking for one thing and he's found another. What did he expect?
What's the matter with you all of a sudden?
Even the prophet Elijah couldn't find good on Belmont Street.
You make yourself unhappy, Abe.
Oh, don't be sorry for me.
You insist that human beings should be perfect.
Now, you're the one who came looking.
Not for saints. It's enough for me that ordinary men and women do good things. Some of the time.
Good things don't happen on Belmont Street, Elijah. You couldn't even give away the money you came to give.
Abe, how do you know what I came to give?
The police!
Run, Elijah, quick! No, don't let them catch him!
We'll put him in the cellar of my store. Zeke, get down to the corner and see which way that police car's headed.
Okay.
Come back, Zeke.
You heard what Noah said?
It's all right. Elijah's gone.
He's gone.
He was my friend.
You'll have other friends. Come on. Let's go home.
I'm tired. I just want to sit here for a little while.
Late, Zeke. I'll carry you.
No, Eve, I'll take him. Many a calf I've carried on my shoulders. Hold on, Zeke. Up you go.
Abe, I don't understand.
It isn't necessary to understand all the mysteries of the world. It's the way things are. When Elijah comes to Belmont Street, you don't always know who he is. And you don't know until after he's gone what he came to give.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Sam J. Halperin of Miami Beach, Florida, chairman of the South Florida Committee of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and a prominent community leader, Mr. Halperin.
There is a tradition in Judaism of the 36, the Lamed Vavniks, the 36 anonymous individuals in each generation who sustain the world by their acts, who influence for the good everything with which they have contact. Elijah, the central character of today's story, possesses many of the qualities of the traditional Lamed Vavniks. It did not matter where Elijah came from. What mattered was that, by his presence on Belmont Street, the capacity for good which all of its inhabitants possessed was brought to light. Thus, the importance of these anonymous individuals lies in the first instance in what they themselves accomplish, and even more, in what response they evoke from others. And the sustaining meaning of this idea is not merely that there are a certain number of truly good persons in each generation, but that all men have the capacity for doing what is good and what is right. It is as if such a man as Elijah were a yardstick against which others could measure themselves and to see to what extent they live up to the ideals of goodness, kindness, understanding, and compassion. But is it really necessary for individuals to encounter an Elijah in their lives in order to realize the potentialities for goodness which they possess? I think not. For what today's story proves once again is the wonderful fact that we all have an Elijah within ourselves, if only we look. We all have a conscience, a knowledge of the great religious and moral precepts which have guided actions since civilization began. And these are the yardsticks against which we must measure our actions. These are the common ties of all human beings. These provide the basis of the tradition of the Lamed Vavniks. It is what we see in ourselves projected outward that makes this tradition so beautiful and so valid for all time.
Thank you, Mr. Halperin. Eternal Light drama today, Mystery on Belmont Street, was written by Joseph Mindell and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Louis Van Ruten as Elijah, Bill Zuckert as Sergeant Coleman, Michael Mann as Ezekiel, Roger DeCoven as Noah, Nina Hansen as Mrs. Meyer, and Billy Redfield as Abe, and the signature voice by Norman Rose. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.